Funding has been approved for new student housing at the University of Victoria, UVic. The province has committed $121 million for the 510-bed residence, with UVic contributing $57 million. Designed for upper-year undergraduate and graduate students, the new building will be located on a parking lot off Sinclair Road, located within the heart of UVic's residence area and close to the UVic Transit Exchange. Construction is expected to start in spring 2026. The new student residence will be transformative for our upper-year undergraduate and graduate students, many of whom face challenges finding affordable housing near campus, said Qualzikiamat Rabina Thomas, UVic's acting president and vice-chancellor, in a news release. Living on campus gives students better access to academic and wellness supports and strengthens their connections to peers, which allows them to help focus on what matters, their education. The new building will include a high-rise tower with 360 beds in 94-bedroom apartment-style units for upper-year undergraduate students. A 7-story adjacent wing will contain 150 studio apartment units for graduate students. Amenities for students to connect, including a student lounge, outdoor and multi-purpose spaces, and a community kitchen. And secure athletic storage for sports equipment and bicycles. According to the province, the building will be zero carbon and fully electric, designed to achieve LEED Gold certification, supporting the objectives of Clean BC and UVic's Climate and Sustainability Action Plan. The building will serve as a model of climate-resilient design and demonstrates the province's commitment to a more sustainable future. News of the new residence has been welcomed by local MLAs. Affordable, accessible housing is key to student success, said a statement from MLA for Victoria Beacon Hill Grace Lohr. By expanding on-campus options at UVic, we're not only supporting learners, we're also helping to reduce demand on the broader rental market. This is a meaningful investment in education and in our community.